I'm back. Hey guys. I know. It's been a long summer without me. We haven't been talking about fitness, health. We've just been outside. But guys, I am back on your timelines. I am back with lots more content, talking about loads of different things that we haven't actually had for the first 15 episodes.
I've had a Brazilian butt lift. That was the first surgery I done.
Yeah.
That was when I was 19.
19?
Treacherous experience.
I looked physically skinnier than other people.
Okay.
I don't think I fully took in how insecure I was about it.
Thank you guys for being patient, and I hope you had a good summer. But let's get back into the serious matters regarding weight, fitness, and health.
If you are confident plus size women, all of a sudden it's glamorizing obesity, and I never said it was good to eat your whole like body weight and food. All I did was exist.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be Lyrical Law. I don't know about anyone else. I wanted to be Lyrical Law. I wanted to be Miracle Watts. And look at that girl thinking, if my surgeon done this, maybe I could look like that.
Say that it is for girls. That's what is safe to vocalize. Right. But actually, it's everyone. Like, you don't even want to be skinnier than your boy.
How people feel when they see plus size women, they feel like you don't deserve to have the relationship you want, the life you want, the job you want. You don't deserve that because you're fat.
It's really good for conditioning. It's really good for shaping and like molding your body to what it can be. Mm-hmm. But I would say for fitness, it's outside when you're going to really test your fitness. Word. Because
I think everybody would be a bit more comfortable if everybody knew that everybody is struggling with insecurity.
Let's get into it. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Weight of It podcast. I'm back again to showcase the weigh-in girls.
Woo!
We're back. You know, had a long summer and we're ready to just get into it, really.
Yeah.
You guys know who these people are.
Let's jump straight. Well, for the people that don't know, could be your first time, but let's quickly.
Yep.
Very quickly. Hi everyone, I'm Grace. I'm Rose's little sister and I'm gonna keep it like that. You know, I'll start.
I'm Esna. I am Rose's, let's just call me your right hand babe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. She wants to be in a relationship with me so bad. But yes, we are here to have, this is the third way in now.
Yes.
Big us up. And we are going to just talk about
the way in the summer edition.
We're gonna talk about, you know, everything to do with summer and, you know, your weight loss, fitness journey and what that looks like. So, I mean, S, you want to go first?
Yeah, let's talk summer. So this one has actually been different for me in the sense that I haven't been anywhere this year. Wait, which one's my camera? This one? Hi, guys. I haven't actually been anywhere this year in the sense that I've had no holidays booked. I've not been abroad. And this is the longest I've been without traveling in a summer. Like, it's been crazy. That one is even a topic for another day. But it was a word I got from the Lord this year just to say, slow down, chill out. But in that's meant that I've had a bit more time to, you know, be at home, exercise a bit, try some new things, which we'll get into.
Yeah.
But it's been good. Like, summer's always the time when I'm at my slimmest. Yeah. So it's the time that I think about it the least. Because there's salads, there's movement.
Because of like what you're eating. You're not eating like heavy, heavy foods.
It's not heavy, heavy foods.
Yeah.
You're not active, as tired. You're active. Out. You're going out.
The sun wants you. It makes you want to just walk around.
Leave the house.
Exactly. Yeah. Shake a leg.
Love that.
So yeah, I'm good.
Good. I love that. Yeah. Miss Grace?
What was the question? Sorry.
How's your summer been?
Oh, okay. My summer has been a bit different. So right now I'm studying for a master's in education policy at UCL.
Ooh.
So yeah, just gonna add that little
in case y'all know.
But yeah, it's been a different summer. Obviously, it's my first summer ever having to do a master's dissertation. So that's been different. And just in general, because the way the education system is, we're always off during summer. So it's just different to have to work through summer and work on something that makes up such a big part of my master's. So yeah, I think it's been a busy summer. But yeah, I think sunshine here and there has helped. It's been cool. It's been a summer of also things.
Why are you stuttering, bro?
I could feel my sister, and then I looked at her, and she was literally about to burst out laughing. It's just been a different summer.
Just finish your sentence. Finish your sentence.
Dating and dissertation has been this summer. Ooh. So it's a different summer for me, but it's been an enjoyable summer so far. And yeah, I'm just happy to get this disso done and get my master's, do the picture, and then go back to my lit summers of piano every weekend.
So. Yeah. Oh, okay. Nice to know.
I think that's where I'm at.
Love Gorgeous. That. I mean, obviously, if your mister is watching, then you know.
He will be watching as well. We know.
We're big fans. Big fans of you over here. Big fans. But no, that's really nice to hear. So I think my summer is, I've traveled quite a bit. I went to like Marrakesh, probably like the most confident I felt.
Yeah.
Body wise on holiday. Like I just, and it's not, guys, please, I'm not like washboard, like big bum, all that stuff. It's just like I just felt
a little pokey.
I got a little pokey. Yeah. But I just felt it's the most like confident I felt.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I don't know, I was just wearing clothes and it wasn't even so much how it looked on me. I just felt good. Mm. Like, and even like there were certain times I'd try something, I'd be like, ooh. No, like, but then I think also like dressing for your body and just like finding things more flattering has been helpful. But yeah, that's been good. And I also feel like because I haven't had like, obviously I've got holidays at the end of the year, but I feel like I've just been in tune with my body. So I think I said in the last episode, like swimming because I want to swim, running because I want to run. Now, do you remember like I think before it was like I liked running, but I wasn't that into it as much. But now I'm back into my running, but not because of anything else other than I like it.
Yeah.
So that's just come naturally. So I feel like those things have, yeah, made the summer experience like good. I haven't really been out. I mean, we went out the other weekend and
she's saying we haven't really been out, guys. If you must know.
We've been doing babes. like community based things, like the hike.
Community based.
Okay. The only thing I went out was literally DLT the other day. Like day party wise. Where have I been?
But we've been out.
Where?
No, there's a difference. Have you been out or have you been outside?
I've been out.
We're just talking about outside.
Yeah, I haven't been outside.
Okay, fine.
But I've been out. I've left my house and done things. Mm-hmm. Like, I've gone to play tennis. Mm-hmm. I've gone to the hike. I've gone to a concert. I've gone to like two concerts. I've gone to the theatre. Yeah. I've gone, like, that's what I'm saying. I've only been outside once. And I wouldn't say it's like I've hated it or like it, but I just.
You went to Movado.
True. Yeah,
but that's a concert. Movado was a concert. Thames was a concert. The Recipe was a concert.
I'd put Movado under outside.
Would you?
Yeah. It's Movado.
Anything to do with bashment or anything like that.
You said bashment specifically? That's outside.
Okay, fine.
I think that's out. That wasn't like a concert in an arena where that's outside. It was in a park. And
You were whining.
Yeah, but not on anybody.
Yeah, if you're whining, that means you're outside. If there is an environment of whining, which bashment obviously
facilitates. But okay, can I just for the viewers, because you might be thinking that's a lot. But okay, for context, I'm the type of girl, I'll be out every weekend.
Yeah.
Like, as in outside every weekend, like, from night till, like, whatever. But, I mean, this one, I just haven't really been like that.
Out.
But I think that's also helped a little bit my fitness journey, just because I'm not as, like, tired from, like, the night before. And also, I guess, the one thing I think has definitely helped is, obviously, I stopped drinking as well. That's more like a personal conviction type thing. Like, for context, I got baptized at the beginning of this month. Praise the Lord. But yeah, one of the things that God's been speaking to me about, actually, about alcohol. And so I've like stopped taking alcohol. I think it's been like 4 weeks. It's not even been that long. But for all the activities that I have done, alcohol hasn't been involved. So I wake up the next day and I'm ready to go for a walk. I'm ready to run.
I think it's that you have been out like every weekend. I think this weekend was your first weekend.
First one, not going anywhere.
But I think in terms of outside, maybe like twice or something.
Yeah. I've just been doing like, just different types of things. And it's nice. It's nice to like, it's varied. And like, that's why when we did go out this Sunday, it felt nice to like, okay, because we haven't gone like, let's go outside. Didn't like that event, but.
Yeah, we've been on our mature girl.
Yeah, outings. It's given, is she nearly 30 or something?
Almost.
You know what I mean?
Oof.
But yeah,
let's talk about the activities though.
Right, so the one I want to talk about is the hike. So guys, we went on our first, was it your first hike in the UK?
I think so like first proper hike.
Me and Grace hiked in South Africa at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Grace looked like, when I do a hike.
No, you really did.
I really hiked a mountain on the 1st you of did. January 2024.
Wiggless, without water, without supplies.
I think it was 3 hours, like, four hours, I can't remember, like up and down. It was a couple hours.
So
it was in the Cape Town, South Africa heat, as in beating in the morning. It was on the 1st of Jan, so it was after New Year's Eve, where I was as drunk as a
drunk rat as a skunk
on a highway, dancing with New Zealand. Zealand.
Shout out.
I had quite a night. And yeah, by the morning, I don't know if we just, me and Rose, hangovers aren't our stories. So the next day we were able to, not even next, couple hours.
I already knew I was going on the hike.
I wasn't sure because
I knew I was drinking too much. I wasn't sure, so I didn't know where I'd be at. But in the morning, yeah, I was fine. So we woke up, I think by 7, we were up. 8, we left with our friend,
Fiance.
Soon to be husband in a couple months. So yeah, we went all together and it was hot. We were not prepared. It was our first hike. We didn't have no water. We went with one 500 ml Kirkland kind of size water each.
I think I drank half of it in the cab.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because it was really, like, as soon as you get out of the apartment, it's already hot.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think 10 minutes into it, 15 minutes, the water was done. Sipping your own saliva. I just
genuinely don't know how you guys actually survived.
And then, but you know what we were doing? We weren't feeling it.
Yeah.
It's on the way back I felt it.
Yeah, it was when I got to the top. It was when we were at the top and we realised we have to go down. And we got no, between three of us, all our waters are finished. And I think what was mad is, like, when we're on the way up, a lot of, we'd be talking to people and people would be like, oh yeah, no, we didn't do the whole way. We've only gone like halfway. We're coming back down. We're like, oh, are we mad?
We're going all the way
to the top. Yeah. Not many people did it, but.
Committed.
Yeah, that was our first hike. My first ever hike.
Yeah.
And it was up a mountain, actual mountain in South Africa.
30 degree heat.
Insane.
In South Africa, no clouds, just pure sun.
We literally did that the 1st of January. And I would say, like, the hiking up to the quote unquote the Hollywood sign, I didn't obviously go to the top, but I went up to a certain level. But it doesn't feel like a hike. It doesn't feel like the other two, like this one or the one we just did in Seven Sisters. So to me, this felt like my first official, I'm geared up.
Yeah.
I'm going on a hike.
We've got backpacks.
But yeah, like
there was more preparation.
Yeah. It felt like I'm actually going for this hike, where everything else is a bit more less spontaneous.
Mm-hmm. Especially because even, sorry, the SA hike, people were prepared. It was just us.
Everyone had their things. Everyone was geared up. So yes, yeah, so we went to Seven Sisters Cliff with Hike It Up.
Shout out Hike It Up, by the way.
Yeah, we'll definitely put them in the mention.
Yeah, they were amazing.
Very good organization, facilitated really well. And it was just a really great community feel experience. Yeah. Like,
it was so wholesome. Like, there was one point during that hike, I literally just stopped and like smiled at myself. I was like, we're actually just here. Yeah. We're all just walking. We're all out of breath. Some of us are struggling. Some of us are not. The people that were not struggling were really like helping the people that were, like, it was even to the point that people, so before we went on the hike, they had said, bring walking poles. Me and Rose said to each other,
it's not that deep.
It's not that deep. We're not going to need the walking poles.
Not knowing that the poles are the things that saved their lives.
Right.
No,
that the pole would later become the thing that actually stopped me being washed saved down the life. River. Like,
not knowing that would be life-saving.
Insane. But then obviously where some people had bought two poles, they were even being kind to like give up one of their poles or whatever. Yeah. Like everybody was doing that. It was so like,
it was.
It just felt right.
I think we've known each other for years. And like, obviously, I'm not sure if you guys have seen it. Kind of did go a bit footage. Viral. The Hike It Up videos of all of us in the river. And I just want to just make something very clear.
No,
I need to just say about Ethnot, because one thing about everyone's clips, like, it's really funny, but we no one captured what happened to her. And there's a video, I'm going to insert it here, but look, bear of us are just standing there looking like that. But you don't know what we're looking at. Let me tell you what we were looking at. This girl, this mad girl, she had gone ahead of us, The water's taking everyone. It now starts taking Ethnot. Ethnot's like 5 foot.
Five foot two
for reference. Yeah. The water is literally up to her chin. She's literally going down the river, and then like they're trying to grab her with the sticks, but she missed it.
I missed the pole literally by like an inch, like, and I was pole, like, no.
The pole came out. She tried to grab it. She's missed it. So you know, it's just like the tickets are just like,
I was going.
Then, instead of her trying to like fight back with them to like try driving, she said, "It's okay, don't worry."
Don't worry.
She's going down the stream. So when all of us are standing there, I'm thinking, "Are you trying to unalive yourself at this
at the high?"
So you calm, because when Rose told me,
"I was so calm,"
she'll say that you were calm. You're like, "Guys, it's fine. Please don't bother. It's okay."
And the thing is, obviously, it was all happening really quickly, but obviously, I missed the pole, and then I could feel my body like going downstream. Like, guys, one thing I need to say, right? And this is like. no tea, no shade, but Caucasians are taught these things from early. You see, when it comes to things like tides, when it comes to things like outdoor survival, I feel like
water pressure,
all these things, I feel like they go camping and do all that stuff. Us as a community, we don't be doing that stuff.
We stay in the house.
And this is one thing I will say, like, for me and like my kids to come, like, I really want them to understand the outdoors, because obviously we could see the tide rising. Everybody there had eyes from the time that we arrived to the crossing to the time that we even made it to the water. The tide has come up like inches. So then by the time I'm crossing, I'm thinking, oh, it'll be all right. But then when you feel how like heavy the water is taking you, it's like battering you. When I realized, like, oh, I've missed that stick. Like, I've missed my chance at, like, getting across.
Survival.
I said, like, fight, flight, or what is it, freeze? Yeah, I froze. Freeze. Like, I was a freeze response. And my whole response was, don't worry, guys. I can swim. I'll be okay.
And guys, as she's saying this, she's going down the river.
I didn't believe it.
So I was literally like screaming, like, someone get her. Like, come, what, get her.
But she's not fighting for her life.
You're not fighting for your life.
So now someone has to fight for your life.
Someone has to fight for you. The person has to fight. I'm also me too. I'm also fighting. I'm fighting for my own life. I have to fight. I have to bear your cross as well. So at this point, I'm literally like, no. And I'm even slightly frustrated. Because like, why would you put me in this predicament?
Where I have to watch you.
Where I have to watch you.
Then you've got to go tell my dad.
Investigation of police.
I have to go speak to the ambulance.
But can I just say, guys, for more context, where we were crossing, it was a reservoir. So where I would have washed down the river, I wasn't going to wash into the wide ocean. I was just going to end at the end of the bank. Like,
was that ending?
But yeah, there was like an end to it, but it was far.
But S is acting like she was just going to like lay on her back and just swim there. No, that would have been a vicious. Like, you
would have been pummeled.
Yeah, got down. Flopped down there.
Yeah, it's true.
But going down.
Yeah, it was like going downstream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, literally dangerous. I say this to like whenever like growing up, mum would always be like, you know, don't play in the water. Mm. Like, you know, when you go on holiday, your mum's like, don't go in the water, and you just forget, oh, it's whatever.
Yeah.
That's the first time I understood why like parents are like, don't play in the water. That was rough. So
yeah.
But it was a really great hike and
So much fun, by the way. I'm not traumatized. I thought it was hilarious. We signed a waiver. Listen, the organizers knew what they were doing with that waiver.
They ain't ever let us forget that. So it was a really great experience, and I do feel like in terms of like my summer, I think it was just really nice to embrace fitness into my lifestyle for once properly. Because I think you've heard us say in the other episodes, and even like my guests that have come and said, like, you've got to make it a lifestyle. And sometimes like, okay, what does that look
what does
like
that mean?
Because I'll be so real, and I think I've said before, gym is not something I see in my lifestyle. I see more like the running, the swimming, the hikes, like things which are just more like community based, you can do for friend, like the amount of times this month I've literally been like, I want to meet up with a friend, let's go for a walk and talk, as opposed to like just FaceTiming you. So I think that hike really solidified that view that like, no, when it's a lifestyle, it's literally doing things with people like-minded and you're essentially burning calories, improving your health.
You're actually helping your body at the same time as gisting or whatever it is that you want to do.
And I think the key word there is variation. Because the point you're making about like not going to the gym every single day, but having a varied active lifestyle. So because I think about like the hike, the tennis, even like when we did boxing that time, like that was different. Although we didn't continue because it was quite a ghetto location in which we first.
Sure. She said that, not me. All views are
of her own.
Yeah, she thinks the same. But yeah, we started boxing, and it was nice to like, when preparing for the week ahead, it was like, okay, so I know I need to do some kind of activity. So gym maybe 3 times, and then boxing that day, and then like you have swimming one day of the week. So I think it's nice. Yeah, just keep things varied and keep things different, because sometimes when you're going to the gym every single day, like, although we do it and we go often, it's like sometimes you're like, oh, here again, like same faces, same machines. It's nice to keep things varied. And
I also think that one thing that having been outside and like doing activities has taught me, because I've been on another hike, guys, I got bitten, like the bug really got me, because after that, I went up and I hiked in the Peak District, which was gorgeous. It was really nice.
I'm not gonna
we'll put the picture somewhere.
I need to see this.
But it was really, really nice. And one thing I was saying on that hike was the gym is really good for conditioning. It's really good for shaping and like molding your body to what it can be. Mm-hmm. But I would say for fitness, it's outside when you're going to really test your fitness.
Word.
Because hiking through, sorry, I always say this, climbing up actual stairs versus climbing up a Stairmaster will tell you different. How fit you are. Because one flight of stairs.
Can I just add to that? This year, I've been going ham with running on the treadmill. Right. I've been telling Rose, who likes to run, like, oh my gosh, I'm really liking running. Like, the start of this year, I was really enjoying it. But when the sun came out this summer and I was like, okay, let me start running outside. Yeah. I was like,
This it's not the same.
Different. This is not the same as running on the treadmill. And then you explain how like you get a lot of assistance from the treadmill.
It's
actually like a thing that's just running. You have to run. There's nothing else.
You're catching up with the treadmill.
Yeah, you're catching up.
But in real life, you're
powering yourself. And
so that's such a good point. Like it does when you're doing the outside of gym stuff, it is a test of fitness.
Yeah. And I think that's what's actually ultimately better for like your cardiovascular, like your lungs, like
stamina as well. Your stamina, just deepen, like endurance. I need more endurance, stamina. Yeah.
But the gym is good in its ways. Like I still love the gym, but I definitely think that now where I'm slightly shifting more towards like fitness and like overall health, I'm like, no, because I'm really being tested, like being outside. So
Do you know when you deep it, a hike is essentially a walk. We are wounded after that walk. Yeah. But then because you're walking incline on the treadmill, you're just thinking.
You don't think about it.
And I was thinking, it's even fine. Like with incline on the treadmill, even if you're running, it's not the same as a hill because hills naturally, like you go up and down and sometimes they get steep and sometimes they go low. Like
it's even like the terrain because it's like you've got rocks and then you're in mud and then you're in.
Foot might twist. Yeah. It's just so different to actual outside. But it's so true. So now I've been trying, I think I was telling you, I'm trying to like, actually, it feels like I'm starting from square one, but I don't think so because I've built a lot of stamina in the gym anyway. Yeah. Just like run more minutes. But definitely running outside is a whole different ball game.
I think that's literally the best way to summarize it. You know, gym is literally for conditioning. Mm. I think peak fitness, like I say, like me swimming, like I'm out of it. Like I'm like, I literally go to home and I'm out. I'm out cold, sleep. Like running this morning. If you saw when I came home, my mum was like, Rose, I was like, I can't. And also I ran a test run Collins, so I was pushed to my limit.
Yeah.
But that same 30 minutes in the gym,
you'd easily.
There's no way I'd be like that.
You'd even be on Canva. You'd even be doing your design on your phone.
On your watching phone. Like a video.
You watch a sermon because you can listen and run. You know that, you don't even have to put the headphone away because I can't even listen to music.
You need to concentrate every sentence, every here and get to the end.
You know, you're so out of it. And I loved it today. I was like, no, this is fitness. You're right. This is actually like, you feel like, you're not even thinking about the calorie. You're just thinking, no, my body has
is working.
Yeah, and you can feel your heart pumping. I remember yesterday I ran to this month. Oh yeah, should probably say on this pod. This month I'm not driving to the gym. I'm walking to and from the gym the whole of August. I've been doing that. And then now this week where I've been trying to do my runs, I was like, okay, let me run to the gym. That makes sense.
Mm.
I was tired. Yeah. By the time I got to the gym, I was tired. And I was like, that was just 30 minutes. Yeah. Like, I can bang an hour on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Easy, like stopping and starting running. But this, I was tired. And I literally felt, you know, you've even like, too much information, like the boobs even feel a bit more like heavy. You feel things so much more. No, but you can actually, I could feel things, I could feel bumps.
Guys,
I could feel.
Say, has anybody ever noticed that Grace really loves Amapiano? I just
don't know if she's made it clear.
Maybe one day. But like everything, all of my body parts are moving and my heart is pumping. Yeah. Things are getting serious when it's outside of the gym. But
So I guess I would like, I guess for the listeners, I guess one thing we're clearly promoting and encouraging is to get outside and do your workout, and
especially during summer.
Yeah.
Capitalize. Even though we haven't had that much of a sun.
I guess when it's just not raining.
Just utilize the no snow. At
this point, no snow, no
and
ice.
And no rainfall,
Like, just utilize it because I think it does make a difference. Even if it's walking, like, yes, you can get your steps on a step pad or treadmill, all of that stuff. Mm. Fantastic, great. But at the same time, you are tested when you're walking because you have to move your body each step. Like if you stop, it's done. Mm-hmm. Like you're not walking anymore. Mm-hmm. But on the treadmill, like it will push you to encourage you to move, even if it's just a little bit. So I feel like those things have really contributed to my fitness this summer. I think this is also like the leanest I've looked this year, which has just been, it's been nice or whatever. I like put on a dress, pull up. Who on the roster?
Right.
It's freaking doing fun, unfortunately.
But, you know,
listen, not for long.
But yeah, I think it's nice to just be like content and confident in my body. And it's so weird because, like I said, I'm not nowhere near, like, I know everyone always says cliche, nowhere near where I want to be, but I'm genuinely not. Mm. But like, you know, when you have that element of like, oh, but as I'm where I'm at,
I'm content.
I'm good. Yeah. I'm still going to wear a pop top.
And that's such a good point, because I remember thinking, I was looking at myself and it's like, I've lost a lot of weight. Ooh, whoops, people have been saying it. I can see it. The pictures are showing evidence, but I'm still not where I want to be.
Yeah. Mm.
But I was like, but if I had to be like this forever, I'd be cool. Very happy.
Yeah.
I'm
Gucci, yeah.
I'd be very calm. I think that was the main point, because, you know, there's been situations where I've added so much weight and I'm like, I don't want to be like this right now. And I wouldn't be comfortable like going X, Y, and Z to places. But right now I'm like, you know what? I'd be happy. If this is my body for life, let it
be.
I'll be
all right. Yeah.
And
same.
Yeah.
You say that same?
Yeah. I think.
I love this for us. Yay, team.
Yeah. I think we look good.
It's giving good body.
It's giving good body.
Good body.
Right.
It's giving good body. Whoa. It's giving good body.
It's giving good body.
We'll come back to that comment soon. But yeah, I definitely feel like it's such a nice, like, I don't know, I can even feel like the difference from our first episode, which is all a bit lighter with the topic. It's like, it doesn't really concern me.
We were heavy.
I was feeling slumpy.
I was feeling heavy. Biggie, heavy.
I need to show you a picture from one of the pods.
I wish you guys took your measurements and your weight.
I kind of know though. So I know from the second episode, so we can track that from, going forward.
Okay, so are you sharing it now?
Oh, am I?
We're like, well, if you know.
From the second episode, because I got measured to do my dress, my birthday dress. So at that point I was, I can tell you like my waist, I was 33 at that time. Mm-hmm. And then the other day when I got measured for something else, I was 31 and a half.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So,
okay, cutie.
But this is the thing.
Got that
thing on. I got a little thing happening. But what it is, like I said, summer is always like my naturally slimmest time. Same. So for me going into like the next season, it's like, I want to kind of try and maintain.
Yeah.
Because what normally happens is it gets to my birthday is in early October, and then I'm just like,
Because it's
whatever.
And you know what? It's winter, it's Christmas.
But I feel like you'll be okay. Because I remember after we came back from SA, me and you were in the gym. And I remember we'd say stuff like, oh, hasn't been an amazing sesh, but just for consistency.
Yeah,
sake,
we'll
I'm
just
here.
Go.
And you're still, what is it? It's still August doing. Now, and you're still, that's 8 months.
And that's where, that's where it is, you know? Mm-hmm. That bit where it's like, it's not really like the best session. It's not, but you're still going.
Still going.
That's what shows.
We were
the
showing up. It was winter. Yeah. It was cold. So because I know your fitness journey this year, I know you haven't just been like birthdays in a month.
It's been consistent.
I don't think you're gonna stop after your birthday.
I mean, for all of us, though, because like Grace, we've got trips at the end of the year, but not once have I been like, this is for my goodbye. 100%. Not once has that come out my mouth.
That's the first time, though.
This is the first time in my whole life that I've ever done this.
I've never said.
And I've also accepted that the body that I would want, it's gonna take some time as well.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I'm okay with that. I'm not trying to do like some quick.
Yeah. I haven't once been like, oh, the holidays coming out. It's just like, just keep going. It's just part of my routine. Like, and also like some days it's just like altering that routine, but knowing you're still doing something.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's that consistency. Cause I think all of this, what they're saying, it's the result of like the first 8 months of the year. Like just keep doing good things.
Yeah.
And even like this time right now, this summer, I'm doing my disso. I should be eating every bad Everything thing
under
on,
the sun.
On yeah, yeah. under the sun. With the amount of stress that I'm under. However, I think because of those consistent good habits before, of maybe having a bite of something sweet, but generally eating quite a healthy and good meal, it's just stayed the same.
Word.
I think consistency has been.
Okay, so what would you say then, you know, to wrap up today, like obviously today's a bit shorter, guys, so sorry about that, but what would you say would be like one of your tips for people who like sometimes find it a bit harder in the summer? What would be like your advice for that?
I mean, like maybe like going out and like going off plan and stuff.
Yeah, because I think cocktails, brunches, weddings, you know, it can
be. Yeah, it gets a little bit crazy.
Obviously, we've all had a bit of like a down, down kind of summer. Like it hasn't been that, you know, lively, but.
I would say it's in the little things. Like it's honestly, like you said, if you've got a walking pad, if you're the kind of person that would do, I don't know, like see like me and Grace where we live relatively close to our gym. If you in proximity where you can walk, just do the little extra bits in between, because that's where you see the difference. So if you can walk to the gym, or if you can just walk to the shop instead of getting in the car, like, these are such, like, these are not hot takes, like, this is nothing that you've never heard before, but maybe you just need to hear it reiterated. Just do the small things and it will all add up. Yeah. That would be my closing word.
Word. Love that, love that, love that.
That is good.
Yeah. That's good, I'll pasta. Say a quick too good, pasta.
I'll say a quick word for anyone that is going to be studying in the summertime. I think something that has been helpful is not letting, just being a bit more organized. I think that has helped me over the past few months, because I know there are times when things, like when things hit the fan and the deadline is like looming, it's really, really soon. That's when I tend to eat like lots and lots of sugar because of the stress. But being a tiny bit more organized, if it's even just a tiny, bit more organized, I think is helpful. So you don't have to get to that place where it's like, and then you're just like down in every like sugary drink. And I did do that actually with my draft disso, like one day before. But yeah, just trying to be as organized as possible, so it doesn't have to get to a place where you're just down in every sugary drink and chocolatey chocolate.
Yeah, chocolatey chocolate.
Smaller than
and,
small.
And I guess my final bit of, I don't know, advice or whatever, I guess from my own summer, is try to literally make this a lifestyle, and not the cliche, oh, make it a lifestyle, go gym 10 days a year. Blah, blah, blah. No, like, whatever it is you enjoy, find ways to do it with other people. If it's running, find run clubs. If it's hikes, find hike clubs. If you're interested in swimming, if you're interested in walking, instead of speaking on the phone to your friend, call, go for a walk with them. Find ways to make things into your everyday lifestyle, and then that way you'll never like losing out on an opportunity to improve your fitness. So yeah, gorgeous. That's my final take.
What a word.
Well, lovely having you girls here.
Thank you.
So as always, guys, please do connect with us on socials. Connect with me, Run of Rose. Connect with Grace, the Grace Marie, on all socials. She's got a YouTube channel as well. I think I've already said this before. Please
Productivity
follow her.
Productivity Queen,
a period poverty, you know, activist. And please follow Echo Sierra.
At Echo Sierra underscore.
Even though she's on private, and I don't know why she's always on
private. I'm actually on public right now, but I don't know for how long.
Yeah. Please do follow us all, and we'll be back with the next weigh-in next month. Woo. Bye, guys. Bye.